At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we have with us Walter Skip Claypool. He is a true conservative, folks. What you've been hearing from him, I know I've been there. I've watched him. I've been to the meetings with Nowacka, these shady bureaucrats that want to take away your freedom. I mean, they want to take away your rights. They want to take away your property. The idea they have a saying is that you will own nothing and you'll be happy. It's all about controlling every aspect of your life and even the air that you breathe. They want to control. And folks, again, we have a major problem in Ohio, and not just Ohio, across the country, where the latest thing that these Democrats are doing is they're registering as Republican, they're parasitical, they're infiltrating a healthy body, and then they eat it from within. That's communism, and that's what's been happening. And I hope the folks, Skip, tomorrow, are not fooled once more in Geauga County. I hope they're smart enough to know that to vote for a real Republican and not get fooled again voting for Democrats thinking they're Republicans. What do you think?
Well, and interesting point you make. That's in fact true. The Democrats have discovered in Geauga County anyway that they can't get elected here, so many of them are slipping into the party, and the party leadership is cooperating with that because many of the true Republicans are not fans of the current Republican leadership. And my opponent, and I don't want to take too many shots at my opponent, I don't want to judge her too harshly, but the reality is, from a voting record standpoint, I'm going to start from 2000 because I can see that voting record in Geauga County. Forward, I voted Republican every primary. My opponent voted in 2008 as a Democrat. Again, that's not a slur. That's just a fact. That was the Obama-Hillary election, so she voted for one of those two. And then she didn't vote at all, period, until 2022, in which time she decided she wanted to run for office, so she voted as a Republican. Now, I I'm not going to judge her from a value standpoint or whatever because I don't know her that well. But what it does tell me is that she wasn't engaged. She didn't want to be engaged politically, where I was very engaged politically and in trying to do, you know, help good conservative candidates get elected. And she was not. And that's just a fact. That's not a judgment or a harsh judgment of her. That's just the way it is. So, and I love it if Democrats wake up one day and then decide that they want to be conservative Republicans. That's fantastic. But let's have them prove their mettle before we give them the keys for the castle, and that's where I stand. I mean, everybody, it's popular to say you're a conservative, but nobody wants to define what that means. And for me, when I mean conservative, it means a constitutional conservative. I believe in the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Ohio, and I want to defend those. I don't want to dilute those. I don't want to change those by ignoring the Constitution, which is what a lot of progressive Democrats or rhino Republicans want to do. They just want to ignore the law or ignore the Constitution. I believe in limited government. I believe in low taxes. The government should only take the money necessary, or we should only pay to the government what's necessary to have whatever services are that we vote and agree to. So, like you hear Biden and many people say, oh, you got to pay your fair share. No, that's not the way it's supposed to work. It's not a fair share thing. You show me where you can demonstrate what it is we need to do and how much that costs, and then we will pay for that. We don't give you our money and then let you try to figure out how to fit it away. That's not the way this is supposed to work. That's called communism or Marxism. The whole fairness thing is a Marxist concept. It's not a free enterprise capitalist concept, which is what I believe in, free enterprise and capitalism. And that's what lifted all boats in the world and made more prosperity than any other system in the world. That's what I believe in. I believe in the Second Amendment. I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And so those are fundamental, unshakable things for me. And that's the way I measure my world. That's the way I decide how to vote and what policies to stand on. So my opponent gave away the sovereignty of our health department in Geauga County and so transferred that to Lake County. And she claims this is to save money. There was no proof of that. I didn't see a case. I didn't see a spreadsheet or anything that proved that. Maybe, in fact, that's true. But at the end of the day, what sovereignty means, now we're looking at the plan that Lake County has put on the table and said, this is our plan for you, Geauga County. And now it now includes equity as part of our health department. So now we have an equity plan.
That's the word right there. That is it. Okay. That's the woke word,
yep.
Too. Skip, here's I'm going to have to move on, but here I just wanted to say this very quickly. What got it for me? Look, when you send out flyers asking Democrats to run as Republicans, do you think that she would have had the courage to, say, run that on the front page of a newspaper or even to come on a radio program like this one and say, this is what I'm encouraging people to know? They wouldn't want people to know that. They wouldn't want that to get out. But that's exactly what happened. Encouraging, and this is, like you said, a Democrat can't get elected out in Geauga County. We're a conservative county. But now again, and not just in, all through Ohio, that's where you got the Rhino Blue 22. That's how they got in. Those were all Democrats that ran as Republicans.
Well, we were a very conservative county, but the more Democrats that get into the Republican Party, they start diluting the conservative ranks, and now we're no longer. And I think that's my plan. And it's very, there was a slate card sent out to Geauga County, and it posed or it came under the label of the Republican PAC and the Geauga Republican candidate list. And so it posed itself as a Republican slate card. But in reality, that slate card was created by a Democrat husband of a Republican judge who's a candidate for a judge. We've been doing a lot of homework on it, discovered that. And so that's a very deceitful way to operate. The question for our voters is that the kind of practice that you support? That kind of deceit. My material, everything I put in my material, I can support. It's all provable. I provide evidence. So I made no claims that aren't supported. I provide a voting record. When I said my opponent voted as didn't vote or voted as a Democrat, I can give you the record. Unfortunately, these fake slate cards are not supported by facts. They're just deceitful, underhanded, lacking integrity, and it's really discouraging to good conservative candidates that we have to deal with that because it's hard to disprove. It's hard to, once somebody sends something like that out, it's hard to combat. But people need to know if you're out there and you in Geauga County and you got a slate card from what looks like the Republican Party, that's a fake slate card. That's not real. And so you got to toss it in the garbage and do your own homework and determine who the best candidates are.
Absolutely right. And folks, I can tell you everything he just told you is true. Please, you folks out there all across Ohio, especially in Geauga County, don't get fooled again. Don't get fooled into voting for a Democrat thinking you're voting for a Republican. Folks, you got to vet these people out. And again, like I said, I'm going to have to move on, Skip, but when I saw Nancy's and Caroline's signs and Communist Corner again, that fellow, that old communist fellow, he would rather die than let a conservative on that corner. That tells you right there, at least he believes that these are not Republicans. But, Skip, I got to move on. Thanks. Listen, my friend, good luck tomorrow. I hope that you win. All of us in Joe County, all conservatives hope that you win out there tomorrow because...
Well, say prayers. Everybody say prayers and donate to Pastor Sanders' program because he needs the money to keep the program going.
Boy, do I. God bless, my friend.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Folks, the phone lines are open. We have Mary, Massachusetts, donates 40. Ruth in New York, 400. Karen in Pennsylvania, 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. And the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. Joe, go ahead. You've been chomping at the bit to say something.
Oh, I'm just looking at the different news, and one of the big stories we were talking election, Google has interfered in U.S. elections 41 times. Yep, a new study out by Media Research Center. Dan Snyder is the Free Speech America vice president. This media research has been accurate, been a very conservative Christian group for years. They delve into the facts, and they found 41 times in the last 16 years, and it's happening more and more frequent. See, and it's becoming more harmful to democracy. And they said from the mouths of Google executives, the tech giant let slip what was never meant to be made public. And that was Google uses its great strength and resources to reach and advance its values. And they've been, hiding this, but they found some emails and different things in, and it's going to continue from the way it looks. They have been anti-Trump, and of course Google said, well, as a business incentive, we try to keep both sides happy. But the most recent example was the Google artificial intelligence called Gemini refused to answer questions that were damaging to President Biden. They couldn't get Gemini to answer one single question that would harm Biden in any way. So right there is kind of like the proof is in the pudding, folks. There isn't anybody you couldn't put on something that's that well known that they couldn't come up with something negative about, right? I mean, that's common sense. So again, here we are in a world where everything is one-sided. We were talking about the Democrats, trying to run as Republicans. The left is like China. They've read the Art of War from China, and they are following the Chinese method of warfare. They're attacking on every level through every single avenue they have. And like the cultural Marxists, they're using the media. They're using advertisement. They're using entertainment. Every avenue they can. And the big difference is they don't play fair. As we talked about earlier, their motto, of course, is the end justifies the means. Winning is everything. It's not how you play the game. It's not about honesty, integrity, knowledge. It's simply power. They must maintain power. We're in the middle of a revolution. And as of now, their side is winning, folks. That's like... because our side isn't fighting back. A lot of the American people out there, you, the listeners, aren't mad enough to fight back yet. Too many people are standing by. Instead of being the doers of the word, you're standing by and being observers of the word, and the nation is suffering because of that.
Well, it is. You're right. It's the Lord Jesus said when it comes to the ways of this world, that the children of the world are much wiser than the children of God, than the children of light. And that's right. Where it comes to, we've been trying to talk about going back the way it was. Remember, we had a voting day where you voted one day.
Yep, and they closed our town, the businesses, laid everybody out, let everybody go, and made sure they all had time to vote, and it was a wonderful system.
Right. But now, you know, they want it where they have this mail-in ballots and you vote early. Well, you have voting month, okay, or maybe voting 2 months or so, three, you know.
Yeah.
But the people, it's supposed to be on a conservative side.
Often. Remember, I mean, the Democrats were saying that, remember,
a few
years back?
Well, you hear, Joe,
the
problem is, though, that you have the rhinos are telling people, let's go out, let's beat the Democrats at their own game.
Right.
Well, you can't beat the Democrats at their own game because the reason you can't beat the Democrats at their own game is you got to be corrupt to do that, okay?
Right.
And we're not corrupt. We think lying is wrong. We think stealing is wrong. We think that stuffing ballot boxes is wrong. We think when you have 900 people through mail-in ballots all live in one house, one address for 900 people, we think that's wrong, but they don't.
We think ballot harvesting, going around to an old folks' home and got a bunch of people that are half asleep, get them to sign over and say, yeah, you can vote for them, and they take the ballot and put on who they want. I mean, this is as old. We've been talking about some of this stuff for so many years. Our side has just got to wake up, realize this is warfare. And the enemy doesn't play fair, and we have to understand this and be willing to fight, stand up, and say, no, we're not going to play the game that way. You know, just, I don't know. Well, one more example. Trump was giving a speech, and he was talking about the Chinese were building huge automobile factories in Mexico. And, in fact, they've got stockpiles. I've got another article where they have stockpiles of electric vehicles in China. And one of the articles, I don't think understood, it said it looked like a massive EV graveyards. This was published by Richard Blakely. And he's talking about there are several, they've got pictures there in different places in China, these huge, large aerial footage of thousands of electric cars sitting around two cities. Hanzhou and Nanjing, around the capital of Eastern something province. I'm not any good at the names, but they have all these RVs. Okay, now, if they can't sell them, what are they going to do? Well, China subsidizes the whole industry, right? So what they're going to do is they've got plants they're building in Mexico, giant car plants, and Biden's push for all electric vehicles, they're going to be able to undercut our manufacturers tremendously. Nobody can compete, especially if the government, you know, cuts the money down, subsidizes them. So they're getting everything set up for a big fall with this, So here we have them pushing, lying, and setting up. So Trump says, you know, if this all happens, if they flood us with all these cars, the American automobile industry, there's going to be a bloodbath. We're going to lose that. It doesn't mean people are going to die and bleed on the street, but it's going to wipe out our auto industry, wipe out the truck building, the heavy equipment building. China will be taking over. And yet they turned around and all the news and media are saying, oh, Trump says, you know, if he doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath, you know, bodies in the street, the Republican, we're going to rise up and start, you know, and they were insinuating we're going to riot and kill people. There's going to be a bloodbath. And the lies are so incredible.
Well, here's a little good news right now.
I've been doing this for years, and I'm still amazed at how they can make such.
Here's a little good news, Joe. Here's a little good news. Lead over TV. The latest good news about AM/FM radio comes from Nielsen, just released the total audience report showing that the medium continued its lead over the media based on a reach of persons 18 plus, that AM/FM radio has 84% of the demo puts ahead of a social networking on on the smartphone, 78% on video-focused devices such as Roku and First Stick by 74%, and live time-shifted television by 72%. So AM/FM, more people get their news from AM/FM radio by 84% compared to television for 72%. That's
wow,
good news.
Outstanding. That is good, good news.
Yeah,
and,
so.
Hey, I've got one more, one big story I want to bring in.
Well, first, I got to give the numbers out. It's 888, folks. The phones quit. They're not lighting. The board's not lighting. This is not good. We got to hear from you. Don't forget, you get the donation of $40 or more tonight. Every night we're going to probably do something different or nothing at all, but tonight it'll be the Bible Answer Book, absolute dynamite. It helps you study Scripture, shows you where all of the topics are, how to find the verses that apply to each topic in the Bible. And then also you've got our CD, those songs that you hear played here that so many people ask for. We get a lot of letters, a lot of requests for those CDs over the years, so, and we're the only place you can get those particular CDs because we make our own. So the number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Joe, I've been calling for ever since January 6, 21, I've been calling for that so-called entire January 6th committee to be jailed. Now President Trump has called out, and President Trump is asking, or he's saying that Liz Cheney and the entire January 6th committee to be jailed. I totally agree that what they did to the Patriots, and Liz Cheney should be in one of those dirty cells. Former President Donald Trump is directly calling for the imprisonment of Rhino traitor, of nine of his political opponents, including former Congresswoman Liz Cheney. In post in the True Social platform Sunday, Trump shared an article from far-right writer, they call it far-right writer, John Solomon, which alleged that and by the way, this is an article from Joe DiPolio, that the January 6th committee withheld crucial evidence. They did, Joe DiPaolo, and in its probe by not releasing the testimony of a Secret Service agent who drove Trump's limo on the January 6th. Remember that woman lied about that, said that Trump tried to take the car away from, get the car away from the Secret Service, that he was going to drive down there. And the Secret Service said that's a bunch of bull. That never happened.
Right.
And the driver notably disputed the account of former White House staffer Cassidy Hutchison. She got paid, didn't she?
Big time.
Who claimed Trump tried to steal the car and grab the steering wheel of the limo in an effort to redirect it to the Capitol. What a bunch of bull.
Well, again, you know, the Scripture talks about liars. There are so many verses, especially that one in Proverbs 29. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. And we know that we have a liar for a president. He's been a liar since he went to Washington, and he hasn't changed.
And what about Revelation 21, verse 8? All liars will have their place in the lake of fire.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jeremiah, and they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. And I was looking at two articles here, and they have one thing in common. Patrice Lewis is a columnist, wonderful lady, Christian lady. She writes, America's most dangerous demographic. Well, you know what the real threat in America is? It's not the sleeper cells. It's not the gangs. It's not the urban crime. According to the government, the real threat facing America is white rural Trump-supporting Christians. Yep, there is an article out there, White Rural Rage, the Threat to American Democracy. Tom Schaller is a professor of poli-sci at the University of Maryland, and Paul Waldman, a liberal columnist, writer for the American Prospect, and a blogger for the WAMPO, you know, Washington Post. And they come out with contempt for conservatives, hatred for middle America. And they said rural voters are the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay, geodemographic group in the country. They're the most conspiracy group. They don't believe in an independent press. You don't believe in free speech. They're white nationalists, white Christian nationalists, and they're the most likely to excuse or justify violence as an acceptable alternative to public discourse. Yeah. You know, I kind of remember Antifa turning our city into war zones. Remember the burning, looting going on, pro-Palestinian protesters hunting down Jews, creating no-go zones, black lives torching whole neighborhoods, the climate activists blocking the highways, defacing some of the world's great art, all the organized crime shoplifting the stores. But regardless of that, several people are now calling us the real threat facing America today, folks. That tells you what it is. They want to get, as I mentioned earlier, they want to get rid of white Christian conservatives.
Well, what was her name? I heard a friend of mine who's on the program before me, and he was talking about Letitia James, and he was saying, quoting her as referring to white men, white Christian men, as too male, too pale, and too mega.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of goes right in there. You see, you know, the left picks up a chant, and whatever the word of the day is, it's repeated throughout. I can't remember what it was today. A little while ago, I remembered, but I can't remember this one. Every time something happens, they use the same phrase in all the different networks. And you'd think after seeing this for 10, 15 years, people would start to wake up. How could all these different people come up with the same word on the same day, so consistent everywhere? You'd think, gee, maybe there's something behind, like there's a controlling thing that this is what you're going to put out on the news today. This is the word we've got to hammer, hammer, hammer. And I don't understand, Pastor Ernie, how can these people not see some of these things? To me, they're so crystal clear when they do something over and over and over and over again, and people seem to not catch on.
All righty.
Don't get it.
All right. Karen in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Carol in Philadelphia pledges 250. Robert in Pennsylvania pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Folks, don't forget, again, the Little Red Book, the Bible Answer Book, it is pure dynamite. And the CD that... Freedom Worth Fighting For, both of them, for a donation of $40 or more, $40 or more. So the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And... you know, today, Joe, I'll tell you what happened. I came out of the printing store. Now, the print shop that we go to, Newberry Printing, I gotta give Bill over there really the credit. He's right next door on the other side of the wall is the Communist Party headquarters. The Communist Party headquarters. And Bill, man, he stands his ground. When they put their communist signs up in their big windows, he puts Christian signs up in his window, and it really aggravates him. Well, when I went there today to drop off some things, there was a fellow sitting in front of the Communist Party store, so I figured he might be one of the communists. Well, you know, I have those bumper stickers on my car, the big, big, bright black and yellow. It said, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? And then underneath that, I've got a big bumper sticker that says Trump 24. Well, this guy was looking at my bumper stickers, and I'm thinking, he's parked here. Maybe he's waiting for the communist store to open. That's their headquarters. So I took my time walking back and forth to see if he was going to say something, because I was going to give him heaven sweet and hell hot. But anyhow, he rolled his window down, and he said, I really like your bumper stickers there. And I got to know him, and he asked me my name, and I told him. He said, are you Pastor Sanders? He said, are you Pastor Ernie? Yeah. I've been listening to you on the radio. And so anyhow, where is your church? So we let him know.
Yeah.
And so he was there because he was going to go in, once they open, ask for one of their ballot cards, and just to tell them, look, and now I know exactly who not to vote for. That was his plan, okay? And
yeah,
so,
who not? Yeah, whoever they're supporting, promoting, that's definitely who you do not want to be voting for.
Yep. And here you have what Skip just said and what Ralph said. You have a Democrat writing up ballot cards, Republican ballot cards, phony cards. These are phony ballots, and putting rhinos on there and passing them out. And again, folks, but now we've been talking to a lot of the people out all across the state, and they're all feeling this way. They're getting angry, you know. They're tired of being fooled, and that's what's happening to them. So that is starting to change. I'm seeing that. Okay, you ready for a perfect storm? The perfect storm: driver's license for illegals, non-citizen voting, mail-in ballots, private funding of elections, and partisan hack SOS. Here, I'm looking for these signs, here, vote here, that they have. If you hesitate before answering yes, you are a victim of progressive doublespeak. Undocumented immigrants are illegal aliens. Non-citizens, whether are here legally or illegally, are not allowed to vote in our nation's election. It's a felony for non-citizens to vote. And the U.S. and the state constitution clearly prohibit foreigners from voting. Even so, the Department of Injustice appears to be using taxpayer dollars to have jails and U.S. Marshal Services encourage incarcerated felons and non-citizens to register to vote. There you go. This Obama Biden is totally lawless. He is totally, the entire Democratic Communist Party is totally lawless.
Yeah.
So
they're getting worse. And here's something people have to be aware of. You know, Chuck Schumer came out and went after Israel that they need elections. They have to get rid of Netanyahu. And they were trying very hard to get that vote there, the Muslim-Islamic vote. And I found a couple of stories from around the world. The Raymond Ibrahim.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to tell you this. Cynthia in Minnesota just pledged 500. Thank you, Cynthia. We really needed it. 888. Can we get some matches? Can we have some people match Ruth for 400 or Cynthia for 500 or Pastor Joe for 200? Folks,
yeah,
we need it.
Some veterans, you know, match me.
All righty. 888-677-9673, 888-281-1110. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I was just going to add to that. We, the time that you and I put in, we don't get paid. Nobody in this ministry gets paid a dime. They never have. And, yeah, we donate not our own, our time, but our talent, and we put it, we're willing to put our own treasure up. And that's why I think somebody would be willing to donate to match me. I'd like to see him match the hours you and I put into this radio ministry. Yeah, it's like a full-time job, right?
50 years of hours, yeah.
Yeah, 50 years, but I mean, generally you put in as many hours as most people do in their work.
Takes a lot of research, a whole lot of research, to make sure that we can bring what we do to the people.
And boy, does that take time. But I want to do a Bible quote, too. This is Matthew 10:40. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. That's Jesus talking. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. It's a little complicated, but simply means if you're supporting a minister, a ministry, a prophet, somebody who's doing the Lord's work, you support them financially. God says you get to share in the blessings. Anything that blesses him, you get to share in the reward. God can't lie, can he? So if you support this ministry, we have people working King's Word School of the Bible. You've had people for years in the prison ministry. Some of us have spent years in hospice. We have a trucking ministry, working right to life ministry. Any of us in the ministry, any of the things that glorify God, you support this ministry. God says you get to share in the blessings. It's the way you can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. And all I can tell you is you've got God's word on it, not mine.
Amen. You know, one of the things, Joe, that you talk about is there what we just read tonight out of Romans 5 about taking care of people that, you know, the needy, those that maybe are handicapped, those that have mental issues. We had sometimes it's very hard, some certain people, you know, it's very, very hard to like. We had a fellow that he basically was abandoned when he was a children, but he had a low IQ. The guy's right now is probably close to 50 years old, but he has the mentality of about a 10-year-old.
Oh, that's
and,
difficult, yeah.
And they can become really difficult. They'll do anything for attention. Negative attention is better than no attention.
Right.
And they can really cause problems. So you have to learn to have patience. But one of the things, Joe, that we've done, this radio ministry has helped many, many prison inmates in Ohio. These prison inmates, and you got to figure about one out of every five inmates is really not guilty of the crime that they've been charged with, about one out of every five. And so here, I got to tell you, they've been really mistreated. I mean, severely mistreated in so many ways, and people don't realize that in our prison system. Don't get me wrong. There are some good people working in the Department of Corrections. There are some good people, but there's some that are not very good at all. Believe me, some very corrupt, and they have a tendency, like you say, these control freaks, to want to work there in the prison ministry. So, all right, we got to see those folks.
Places they want to go. That power corrupts thing. People need to learn that, and take it to heart. But here's a warning we need to get out. Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, warned about all these people coming in, warned about ISIS again, warned about all the gangs, terrorists, all this stuff. And looking at different places in France, European press, different things, consolidating several articles. There was an audio recording taken from the Islamic State, and there was a terror attack on Kerman, where 100 people were killed. This is back in January. In the audio recording, it was titled, "And Kill Them Wherever You Find Them," Quran 9:5, and it was showing the rigidity of Islam and, you know, how radical they are. And if you go through this different lot of article, it gets deep, but they're talking about it's not a battle for land, soul, or borders. It's a war legitimized by the Holy Book, by the Quran, by the Sunnah. And it's not about national rules. You know, it's about God's law. A Muslim fights the Jews because they have committed kufr, disbelief against Allah Almighty. They have fought his prophets and held animosity toward Muslims. Well, if they say that about Jews, well, Christians, what? We have committed disbelief against Allah the Almighty. And it says they have to fight Jews and Christians because we reject Islam. This is, you know, Muslims must hate, fight, and subjugate all non-Muslims until all of the world is religion unto Allah. This is in the Quran in chapter, what they call 839. And now they're talking to another bunch of articles talking about how France is having a huge problem. They're calling Muslims now pose a threat to European civilization. Reports from the Gateway Institute, Guy Miller, a professor, that unless something changes, Muslims will be the end of European civilization as we know it. And he cites results of surveys by a French newspaper, a French weekly, Le Journal de Manoche, and it found that these radical Muslims are routinely given platforms, and they want the Catholics to convert to Islam. They want the churches, they want to take the sell, buy churches and turn them into mosques. France, there are more than 70% of their prison inmates are Muslim. There are over 200 rapes every day in France. Almost all are Muslim men who entered the country illegally. And it goes on, but warnings from Europe, Germany, France, different places, all talking about Muslims in jihad and their call that Western infidels must be eliminated. You know, when an enemy tells you they want to destroy you, like Hamas says, you know, from the river to the sea, is, you know, Palestine must be free, free of all Jews. They have to be eliminated, driven out. They want the end of Israel. Well, it's because they don't believe in Allah. We don't believe in their God. And they call Israel little Satan, and they call us the big Satan. And we don't seem to take them seriously, but I've learned one thing over all the years that you and I have done research and been on radio. The enemy tells you what they're going to do. They tell you how they're going to do it. And very often they tell you when it's going to happen. And we have this habit in America of ignoring all the warnings we've been given by God or whoever. And we always seem to suffer the consequences. So,
Well, Bill Gates answered that question. He said, if the people are told that this is planned, this is a planned, okay? In other words, don't worry about it. This is organized plan. We're going to make you all sick. We're going to give you the kill shots, and many of you are going to get very sick. Others are going to die. But don't worry, because it's planned. So we've planned this, okay?
Well, they kind of fudge a little on the truth. They tell you, but they don't quite make it as clear as you did. You and I tend to tell the truth totally. They always fudge it a bit, so it's a lot harder to decipher the truth.
Yeah, well, but as Gates said, he's right about that, because people seem to accept it. And here, look, well, the kill shot is proof of that. Again... Now, you know, when he talked about, Gates talked about for years about blocking out the sun, blocking out doing things because the sun was hitting the earth and it was global.
The cool of the earth.
Well, he's been doing that for the last 5 years. We're getting less and less sunlight. You see the chemtrails all over the skies. That's been happening. It's not, you know, he's been doing it. He's been spending his billions. When he said he's going to control the food, he's going to buy up all the farmland. He has done that. He owns more farmland than anybody else in the entire world. He owns right here.
And he owns even more than the Chinese, which is scary because they own a lot.
The Chinese are buying a lot of apartment complexes too and condominiums. Yeah. They're buying those houses and that. They must be getting ready when.
Well, all these illegals that are coming across the border, these young men of military age that came from China, you don't leave China without the government's permission.
Absolutely.
Not in this number. One or two may escape somewhere here and there, but it's very rare. Not hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands coming across our border.
We have 5 million, 5 million here, and over 50,000 actual troops, Chinese troops.
Oh, I've got one other. Here's a biggie. I got just time for it. The CDC released, that's the Center for Disease Control, by the way, a 148-page study on myocarditis after COVID-19 vaccination. And guess what, Pastor Ernie? I couldn't believe this. Every single page is completely redacted. This has got to be some kind of record. They released, I want to repeat that because when I first said it can't be, and I actually looked at it, and I looked at 148 pages that were totally redacted. I've got a copy in my hand. Totally redacted every single page of the report.
Well, that's their way of saying, we really truly believe that you American people are stupid.
So stupid that we can, the gall though of putting out 148 pages that are so redacted you can't read but a and or, you know, a here, there, you know, no major word of any kind. They're just blank, they're redacted pages.
All right, I got to remind the people what we just said earlier. The Biden regime has chosen to expend tax dollars and vital law enforcement resources on a program that bloats state and voter rolls with ineligible and non-citizen voters. That is election fraud. That's election fraud right out in the open. And, you know, and he's spending the money. Biden is spending. Here's a guy. This guy is a treasonous dictator. And unbelievable. Goes on to say, the Federalist connected the dots to Biden's executive order 14019, and it is headlines reads, DOJ is using Biden bucks to encourage illegals, felons to vote, says Mississippi Secretary of State. The EO issued it in March 21, ordered hundreds of federal agencies to interfere in state and local election administrating by using U.S. taxpayer money to boost voter registration and get out the vote activities, a federal author Sean Fleetwood wrote. Our understanding is that everyone in the marshal's custody is given a form advising them of their right and registered to vote, Secretary Wasser said. You know, so all of these federal, you know, these federal employees have to understand when this country catches on fire, they live here too. And somewhere they have to understand. Now, Trump says when he comes into office, that he's going to fire 200,000 right away. To any wishful thinker who would like to attribute the consequences of Biden's executive order and Governor Gretchen Whitmer's subsequent state executive order to ignore or poor judgment, think again. According to an article in the Midwestern, an illegal group claims credit for flipping the Michigan State House, and as a payoff, the party in power will seek to approve driver's license for all illegal aliens. There you go. All right, Joe, you know what time it is. It's that time again. And folks, Bill in Hartford pledges 100, but boy, the phones hasn't been ringing. We really need to hear from you. Folks, we got till midnight, till 12 o'clock to hear from you. Remember, in 50 years, we have never, not one time ever backed down, ever compromised. And remember, too, you've listened to us over the years. How many times have they tried to take us down? Ask yourself, why did they always try to take us down? Why are we on the top of the hit list for MoveOn.org and the entire Communist Party? It's because we won't give in. We won't quit. All right. So, but right now, the most important thing I can tell you is this. While we're here, we're going to fight with everything we've got, because here's why. We want to hear someday, well done, my good and faithful servant. We want to hear those words. One day, my good and faithful servant. Because here's what we know. We know that one day I won't be here anymore. Maybe if the Lord tarries, there'll be somebody else here on this radio program. Or maybe if the Lord returns, there won't need a radio program anymore. But folks, this is a fact that every one of you out there are going to die. We're all going to die. There's no tragedy in death. It's for many of us, it's the start of eternity. But for others, it is, well, it wouldn't get any worse. It's a life, well, of torment. Torment. That's right. God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. It tells you very clearly. It's appointed all men once to die, and then the judgment. And you can believe whatever you want, but here's reality. See, whatever God says is reality. God says we go to heaven or hell. When we die, we are eternal beings. We don't go out of existence. We just change real estate, folks. And so, if you died today, like the bumper sticker on my car says, would you spend eternity in heaven or hell? Ask yourself this. Let me tell you, folks, this is real. And don't think that, well, you know, and I know I've mentioned this before, but when I was preaching on the streets, I've had these young punky boys tell me, hey, preach, when I get old like you, I'll get religion, but now I'm going to party hardy. Well, you know what? I told them, you know, I didn't get this old by being stupid, okay? And let me tell you, the time of your departure is not your call. Even if you think it is, it's not. It's God's call. And so you got to ask yourself there, am I ready now, tonight? Because, folks, all over this world tonight, between now and this time tomorrow, and this time tomorrow will be the first day of spring, hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people who are here now won't be here. They'll be gone. Their souls would have been required of them. Oh, there will be hundreds of thousands of new people, new babies. But folks, ask yourself that. If you died tonight, where would you spend eternity? And if you can't say I'd go home to spend eternity in heaven, then what you need to do is this, simply. You need to get on your knees, pray to the Father, ask God the Father to forgive you of your sins, profess the fact that you're a sinner and a sinner needs a Savior, and then acknowledge the fact that Christ did what you could never do for yourself. He took your place. He died a substitutionary death on that cross. And he suffered more than any man had ever suffered. And that's reality. Why? Well, because God the Father demanded an innocent and perfect sacrifice, and he was the only one that could fill. And then ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, folks, without exceptions. And God will honor that. You will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you'll be off to immortality. Well, we're coming up to that time that we come to every night. And that's when we say, okay, when we say...
Well, we want to tell the folks what?
Good night.
Good night.
And then we say, God bless.
God bless. All of you.
And then we say, always. We do mean always, right?
Yes.
Keep fighting. The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime, on any screen, at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.